But first, the race is on. And after an overnight battle for possession, Perpetual Loyal is out in front in the Sydney to Hobart as the frontrunners sail past the far south coast of New South Wales. But while the Supermaxis are leading the race for line honours, there's concern for the boats in the back of the race, with wild weather forecast for the Bass Strait tomorrow morning. Joining us to talk about the race so far and about how conditions could change over the coming days is journalist, writer, sailor and media manager for Wild Oats 11, Rob Mundell. Welcome, Rob.
Morning, Cathy.
Now, it looks like conditions so far, of course, have suited the bigger boats.
Yeah, most definitely. It's been quite light winds down the coast and the big boats can really stretch out in these conditions, and that's what we've seen. Been a bit of a minefield, though, as far as the weather's concerned. Not that that was unexpected with this variable weather pattern that's going on at the moment off the New South Wales south coast. Wild Oats 11 was leading going into the night, and she's come out of this morning 10 miles behind. I was just speaking with Tom Addis, the navigator, and he said it was just one of those things. They went in towards the shore, which they thought was the right thing to do, and they literally ran out of wind, and that's where Perpetual Loyal, who was only about 10 miles out to the east of them, stayed in the breeze and got away. But the boys are pretty confident now that they can make up for the lost ground today. During the day, they're already going faster than Loyal. They're heading back inshore again, but they know there's breeze there this time.
Things could be changing with the shift in the weather, though. Is it going to be a race against time for those out in front?
Well, no. Well, yes and no. The big boats will get round the weather pattern that's coming through. What's happening is there's going to be 30 to 40 knots of wind, which will, coming out of Bass Strait, coming out of the southwest, that will impact the tail enders. It's not unusual for the Sydney Hobart race to get these sort of conditions. The bad weather always comes out of the south, but they will get big and lumpy seas, and they may get gusts of wind to 60 knots, they're saying. That's the Bureau's standard prediction. It's going to be a bumpy ride for those guys. They know about it. They're expecting it. It's a lot different to 1998, where there was a lot of or a lack of information on what was coming with the weather. The guys know about it this year.
Yeah. And so with this change then, are the smaller boats still a chance for the overall win, the Tattersalls Cup?
Most definitely, but it won't favour them because into tomorrow lunchtime, the wind's going to be quite light and letting the yachts go downwind, which will benefit the big boats. Once the change comes, the small boats have to zigzag then into the headwinds and they will sail a greater distance. So it looks like the handicap winner will come from the middle-sized boats up to the bigger boats this year. And that's just a fact of life in the race. Other years, the smallest boat in the race has won it on handicap, so it's just the break of the weather.
Now, you mentioned that you've already spoken to your team, Wild Oats 11, this morning. Is fatigue starting to set in now with the teams?
Well, fatigue sets in pretty early because they literally don't sleep on these races. You've got to stay on deck and be there prepared for anything on the big boats. And the majority of the crew will probably have only 4 or 5 hours sleep in this entire race. And that, a lot of that will be just catnapping on deck. They do let the helmsman rotate every 2 hours. They have to be really on their game and they get their head down. But really, there's very little sleep in the Hobart race.
Obviously, Wild Oats 11 are going for number seven with a line honours win. How much is experience going to be the factor here for victory?
Well, I think that will play in our favour. The same crew, or the nucleus of the same crew, has been together for since the boat was launched in 2005, whereas Perpetual Loyal, and they're doing a great job, Perpetual Loyal will be, they've got a lot of new guys on board. The boat's relatively unknown. And if they do start striking windy conditions and choppy seas, they might have a little bit of a problem there just in sheer cohesion and not being used to the boat. So if you weighed those two factors up, you'd have to say that's in favour of Wild Oats 11.
And there's quite the international challenge this year, isn't there?
Oh, it's fabulous. But there again, there's a classic example of what happened last night. Bo Jess, the beautiful new 80-footer out of Hong Kong, was up in third place last night. Going into the night, she's now back in seventh. So they obviously struck light airs as well. But there's a fabulous international flavour to the Hobart race this year all round. We've got the 13 boats from the Clipper Around the World race. We've got some of the better boats out of New Zealand. We've got this beautiful new boat, as I say, from Hong Kong. It's a really good race. It's going to be one of the better races in a long, long while.
So, Rob, in your very unbiased opinion, what's the likely scenario for line honours?
Look, there's still a long way to go. And as this is my 43rd Hobart race, I can tell you anything can happen, especially with 400-odd miles still to go, 400-plus miles, in fact, still to go. the boys aren't fazed. Tom Addis wasn't fazed. He said, I think we'll get back into it today. And as we saw 2 years ago, Wild Oats 11 was winning by 30 miles, approaching Hobart, 40 miles from the finish, ran out of wind, and Loyal, the old Loyal, sailed around them and won line honours by 3 minutes.
So it was a beautiful finish, really.
Yeah.
Rob, great to talk to you. Thanks very much. All the best.
My pleasure. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Rob Mundell, who is the media manager for Wild Oats 11. You're on Radio National Summer Breakfast. The time now is 18 minutes to 7.